Paul bitterly attacked. The Jews' hatred was now intensified. The baptism of Crispus exasperated these stubborn opposers. They blasphemed the gospel and the name of Jesus. No words were too bitter, no device too low, for them to use. They boldly affirmed that Paul's wonderful works were accomplished through the power of Satan. The wickedness that Paul saw in corrupt Corinth almost disheartened him. The depravity among the Gentiles and the insult he received from the Jews caused him great anguish. He doubted the wisdom of trying to build up a church from the material he found there. As he was planning to leave for a more promising field, the Lord appeared to him in a vision and said, "Do not be afraid, but speak and do not be silent, for I am with you, for I have many people in this city." Paul understood this to be a guarantee that the Lord would give increase to the seed sown in Corinth. Encouraged, he continued to labor there with zeal. The apostle spent much time in house-to-house labor. He visited the sick and sorrowing, comforted the afflicted, and lifted up the oppressed. He trembled lest his teaching should bear the impress of the human rather than the divine. Among the mature we do impart wisdom, although it is not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age, who are doomed to pass away. But we impart a secret and hidden wisdom of God, which God decreed before the ages for our glorification. None of the rulers of this age understood this, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. We impart this in words not taught by human wisdom but taught by the Spirit, RSV. Paul spoke of himself as always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies, RSV. In the apostles' teachings, Christ was the central figure. I live, he declared, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Paul was an eloquent speaker. But now he set all flights of oratory aside. Instead of indulging in poetic fanciful representations which might please the senses but not touch the daily experience, he sought by simple language to bring to the heart the truths of vital importance. The present trials of struggling souls, these must be met with practical instruction in the fundamental principles of Christianity. Many in Corinth turned from idols to serve the living God, and a large church was enrolled under the banner of Christ. Some among the most dissipated of the Gentiles became monuments of the efficacy of the blood of Christ to cleanse from sin.